Sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal is with us now, as he is most Fridays. Stefan, good to talk to you.
Hi, Michelle.
Just how good has Annika Sörenstam been? What's she accomplished?
Oh, pretty much more than any golfer, male or female, I think. Plenty of golfers have had dominant stretches. You think of Ben Hogan winning all three majors that he entered in 1953, Mickey Wright on the women's tour winning 24 tournaments in 1963 and 64, Byron Nelson winning 11 straight tournaments in 1945. There have been stretches by Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Nancy Lopez, and others. But there are two things that I think are beginning to set Sörenstam's dominance apart. One is longevity, the other is margin of victory.
Now let's talk about that first thing, longevity. Sörenstam has won 8 of the last 10 tournaments that she's played in, but you're taking this back a bit further.
Yeah, over the last 4.5 years, she's won 39 out of 92 tournaments. That's a remarkable 42%. And we're talking about a sport, an individual sport, with very large fields in each event, which makes it even harder, of course, to win. Sörenstam's been even better since she played in a men's PGA tournament back in 2003. You'll remember that she missed the cut in that tournament, so she didn't play in the last two rounds. But playing with the men seems to have done something. Since then, she's won half of the events in which she's entered, 19 out of 38, and she finished second in 7 more. 5 of those wins were major championships. That's just astounding.
Well, let's talk about that other barometer you mentioned for judging Sörenstam, her margin of victory.
Yeah, this reflects the gap between Sörenstam and her competitors. Those 19 tournaments that she's won have come by an average of almost 4 strokes. This year, she's made it look even easier. She's won by almost 5 strokes per event. And all of this leads to a question, I think. Is she that much better than every other female golfer, or is there a lack of depth out there, as some people have argued? I think she's that much better. She's made herself that much better a player than she was back in her 20s. She's 34 years old now. And the lack of a main single year-in, year-out rival so far says more about her skill than I think it does about her competitors.
Well, now you've talked about matching her skills against other female players. She's commonly compared to Tiger Woods. Is that fair?
I think it is. You can argue that the men's field is deeper than the women's field, so it's harder to dominate, and therefore what Tiger has done has been more impressive. Or you can argue that it's the same sport and the same era, and this is where they play. One plays on the men's tour, one plays on the women's tour. Statistically, Sörenstam's been better. During Woods' most productive run from 1999 to 2001, he won 22 out of 60 tournaments, or 37%. But he won 4 majors in a row over 2 years and 7 out of 11. I think that distinguishes him, of course. The main difference between Tiger and Annika is that Tiger hauls in like $90 million a year in endorsements compared to less than $5 million a year for Annika. And that's partly because of a gap between the audience interest for men's and women's golf. But I think it's also because Sörenstam is one of those superstars, those methodical sports superstars, who's chosen not to fully capitalize on the marketplace and who's got a personality that apparently doesn't crave it.
Stefan, good to talk to you.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis covers sports and the business of sports for The Wall Street Journal.